morning, Tufts in Medford area. This is Jack Batchelor, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. We got a real treat coming for you today. I'm going to try and to play some, what do you call that? Records. I have no clue what I'm doing though. So, that being said, it will be a learning process in here today. I anticipate to be very interesting, but we got some more. We're going to play some more stuff from the computer about now. We're going to play one more song by Mo. And then we're going to have some interesting records coming your way. The only reason why I'm doing this is because I was told last week that I need to learn how to play records on my radio show, despite them being maybe out of use. You could call them if you really want to be mean. But should be a good adventure. Hopefully I'm not ruining anyone's commute this morning. Yeah, we're looking forward to it here. So let's just have another one off the computer, I guess, unfortunately or fortunately. Then we'll get the records going. That was the Believe by The Bravery. And here is, we're going to play Bourne's Electric Love. So classic for anyone born after 2000.
Candy, she's sweet like
All right, so that was Electric Love by Borns. And we are so close to getting a turntable working. I'm just not quite sure how we're going to do it. So obviously, please bear with me. All right, looking at the tape decks here. So I got my two turntables. I figured out how to turn them on. We're going to just drop it, and I will narrate what's happening as it goes down. We're going to play a little background music here, though, because it's appropriate. And this does not have, this current setup does not have, what do you call it, aux. So that being said, we will not be playing background music. You're just going to have to listen to me talk. is right. Let's see. Actually, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to switch over to this show. Sorry, preset. I mean, that is working at the moment. Always turntable one. Turntable one is not working. So we will figure it out regardless. But for the moment, we do not have aux back still. All right, we're going to go back all the way to the default show profile. Come on, this is going to give it to me right here. It does not. It just gives me turntable one, which isn't working. All right, well, we're going to play this song, and we're going to try to figure it out. This is LA Calling by the Crystal Fighters. Let me turn it on. I lied. That was Borns' Electric Love again. All right. So here we're gonna try to go and figure this out. So this is my turntable. It doesn't want to turn on. So we're gonna. Yeah, this one's not happy. All right. So this one does not work. Got the record on the turntable, everyone, so just bear with me here, alright? Thank you. Okay, so we're going to go for one more song. We're still working on it. We're getting closer. That was the Crystal Fighters, L.A. Calling. That's one of my favorite songs in general. So this weekend was a huge weekend. It was Thanksgiving weekend. Patriots won, of course. What else was new that's majorly important, you ask? Well, let me tell you. It was opening weekend at my home mountain, Stratton. And that was a lot of fun. I was out there. Unfortunately, I was alone. Couldn't get any friends to come up with me. Cars are scarce for freshmen in college. Fun fact. Don't need a car. No, don't actually. But, you know, I was out there alone, for better or worse. Yeah, we were just having fun. We put up 40,000 vertical feet, which is a lot. It's a lot on a tiny East Coast mountain, but we did it. It's a good feeling. So we're going to play some more, and then we're going to figure this out eventually. I swear you will not be disappointed. I got some great records here just waiting to be played, but now we're going to play a classic Mo song, so enjoy. Huge update, everyone. We got the mixer working, so we're almost there. Something very dangerous here. I'll let you know how it goes. We're gonna not start pressing buttons. We're gonna press A button. Let me just read through the manual here, right? We're gonna be mature. Dial out from the board. So alright, let's see. The separate DJ mixer. Okay, wait, get this. There's a preview button. I never knew that. Oh, that's right. Press the option knob on the desired channel. Okay. All right, we're gonna get it right here. All right, everyone, major breakthrough right now. We can change the sources, so stay tuned. Oh my God, this is kind of embarrassing. It's all right, I know no one's listening, I hope. I'm sorry if I'm ruining someone's commute right now. We're gonna go to DJ Mix.
And then hopefully that's it. Wait, let's see. Changing profiles. Okay. We're gonna hope this is it. I'll find out very soon. Because I don't know what else it would be. I'm looking at all the options. I don't know what studio. A studio B. Okay, studio C, tape one, tape two, turntable one, web Skype. We're going with it. We got it right here. All right. We just changed it. We could have just ruined the station. We have no clue. We're going to try fading it in now. And we'll see how that goes. Okay. Thank you, Mo. But I think we got it from here. So I'm feeling lucky. Everyone else should be too. Whoa, we got it. What I got, you gotta get it, but it is.
All right, everyone. So we're not having technical difficulties here, but we've never used a record, so we're trying to figure out why this isn't getting very loud for us. We're gonna increase its volume on the board, but stay tuned. It'll be louder. Don't worry. That was Shattered by the Rolling Stones. So we got it figured out, everyone listening, you know, do a little celebratory dance in your car. Your boy DJ Batch was able to figure it out. So interesting story time. Went back for Thanksgiving, you know, it turned out some of my family listened to some of my shows. Biggest surprise of my life. And how do I describe it? They told me I come from a long line of radio station managers and musicians. And by long line, I just mean it's my uncle, my dad, and my other uncle. But three is not bad in my humble opinion. I don't think it should be bad in anyone's humble opinion. That being said, I have no clue what I'm doing here. But that's okay, because not everyone knows that, right? You know, only the people listening right now, which are few and far between, I'd assume. All right, we got a PSA for you. We got... Nah, that's not a good PSA. It's about a house party. Hope everyone had a good and fun Thanksgiving. Shattered is actually one of my favorite songs. This was off of Some Girls, but my first Rolling Stones album I like had in my hand, possessed, was Sucking in the 70s, and oh, that album. That album was just it was good, but it was very much like, oh wow, this is what the Rolling Stones are. They're not all just this glamour. All right, we got a be a hero blood CTA. The need for blood is constant. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero, donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. You know, one of the things I never really understood in this life was those shirts that always play, like, play rugby, give blood. Like, you know, giving blood is a big deal. And I don't think it's something you can really make a joke about. And I get it. I think rugby's a tough-ass sport, a tough sport. I think, you know, lacrosse, very, you know, a tough sport too. But, you know, it's not that funny to say, like, oh, my sport gives blood. Like, yeah, so does fishing. You know, like, a lot of sports get cut. A lot of sports get beat up. But whatever, that's just my humble rant for the day. Or alone in studio. It's kind of boring. But this whole record thing is great. I have no clue what I'm doing with it. We're figuring it out. We're not scratching records. That's the other good thing here. Yeah, we're going to be playing. We'll be in here for another hour and a half. We have a paper due tomorrow. Rough draft, fortunately. So doesn't need to be that good. But we got a rough draft due tomorrow. And we got work 5 to 8 tonight. So classes end at 12 for me today. I'll be back on the show 1 p.m. Check me out, please. We'll be back on the show 1 p.m. Definitely come give me a listen. We'll be playing. We'll actually have a show to that day. We'll get some actual records going. We'll get some interesting stuff on here. Right now, we're just playing whatever's looking good. So we got some Fleetwood Mac coming up. Rumors, classic album. I think I'll play maybe 3 or 4 songs off of there. We got some Tom Petty. We can come back to the Stones. We're not going to put too much variation in for this little amount of time right now. But 5 a.m., expect a good show. Sorry to mention that. I'm also taking the 5 a.m. slot. And then I'm going to be here till 6 a.m. Fun. And then I'm going to be back at 1 p.m. We're going to have a 3-hour radio day today. Everyone be excited. Super excited. You're going to listen to me for 3 hours. I can't believe it. That's 1/8 of everyone's day here. Hopefully I play music you like. If I don't, call in. I figured out how to work the phone, so I can play different music for you. But yeah, here we're going to have some, what do you call them? We call them Tom Petty, Damn and Torpedoes. This is, well, there's going to be a little bit of dead air. So we're going to just keep talking. And it's on. So I think we're good. We're going to start playing it now. All right. Enjoy.
About it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it. I'm tied up, taken away and held for ransom.
Alright, 1 second. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. Alright, so we faded out Tom Petty, and we now have... Alright, we got audio coming through. This one is just a quieter table, I guess. Or maybe it's a quieter record. God knows what. Let me see what I can do about that for y'all. I don't know what I'm doing, so hopefully we don't ruin it. Because Mick Jagger, you know, good sound. Alright. All right, everyone. So that was the Rolling Stones' Miss You, still off of Some Girls. Yeah, we were talking about snowstorms and skiing earlier. Unfortunately, it looks like Massachusetts isn't going to get any. But right now, we're looking at 10 to 12 inches hitting the northeast through 11/28, 72 hours from now. What are we looking at? We're looking at Rumford. We're looking at Berlin. We're looking at Fryeburg. We're looking at Plymouth. New Hampshire and Maine getting absolutely smashed with snow. I mean, like, yeah. Get excited, people. It's ski season. It's December. It's snowing on the East Coast. What's going on? Is climate change real? Of course, climate change is real, just to be clear. But what's going... Is climate change real? I mean, like... Yes, A, it is, because we're getting snow finally again. But B, like, holy, you know, wow. I've been skiing since I was 6, okay? That puts me at 12 years of skiing. I'm 18 now, in case you didn't know. 6 of those 12 years were good snow. In the past, so the first 3 were good. Middle 6 are awful. I think Vermont averaged like 120 inches of snow, which is nothing. It's nothing because snow melts. Don't forget that. Snow does melt. It doesn't just stick on the mountain. It melts. And then the past couple years have been up to 170, 180, and it's just getting bigger every year. And oh, just be excited for it. How can you not? You know, it's just when there's snow on the ground and snow in the air, everything has a different feeling, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Doesn't it? We're going to read some quick comments from, let's see what we're going to do. What is the most amazing thing about the universe? We're going to read some quick things. Whales are the biggest creatures in the known universe. Okay. What else do we got here? We got, that's a long one. Wow, these are all very long, but they're all very deep, which is what I like. Let's see. I got it now. Whatever our problems are, big or small, they won't matter in a million years. It's always kind of an interesting idea that, like, the world ends, you know? I mean, the world doesn't end, but we end in all, you know, we end, you know, when we end, what happens? What is our legacy, right? Where do we end up? We got another one. What will historians 2,000 years from now regard as a barbaric practice of the 21st century that we currently do without giving a second thought? Wow, this is a top comment on this one. Making so many things disposable, designing for planned obsolescence and the inability to repair. That is so true. Let me just take a note on that. I'm currently using an iPhone, for better or worse. And the thing I dislike about my iPhone is that it's slowed down. It's noticeably slowed down. And whatever. I mean, you can argue, oh, it's because you put stuff on there. And I'd say, well, no, I had an Android before this, and this did not happen. My phone would be fine 2 years later. But yeah, the fact that, like, when you update your phone, like, Apple definitely slows your phone down, like it or not, they do. And like, I don't know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but the Apple and iPhones, they put that lifetime of 2 years on there, and those things won't make it past that. Same thing with, like, not computers, because programs come out that are faster, but, you know, right now we're hitting the top level of computers, and hopefully, they get up there soon where they can have a big, big new thing. But for now, they're a little, you know, it's, I don't know. We'll see what happens. What else is going on in the world today? I don't know. What else was just, you know, should we not be doing? Dig our garbage into the ground and leave it there? Landfills? Yeah, I mean, you know, if you think about all the trash you use a week, right? It's like cereal box, cereal wrapping, bowl, spoon. No, you don't throw out a spoon typically. You don't throw out a bowl, but right? What else do you throw out? Gum wrappers. I mean, everything. What if it was like going to a gas station? What if you went to the supermarket and you went up to Smart Start and you got out the Smart Start nozzle and you filled up your homemade cereal container with it, huh? Like, how would that change how we live? How much waste could we reduce? Would that save Smart Start money too? Because they're just selling the cereal. Crazy things like that. What else do we have to talk about? Also got, you know, the pink tax to talk about. I was listening to a podcast yesterday. I'm a big podcast guy. A little odd, a little weird like that, but I'm a big podcast guy. Podcast guy. what happened? It was talking about the pink tax and how economists said it was efficient. It was a sign of an efficient market. And someone else came back to that and said, no, it's not efficient. It's actually just marketing. But the argument that was efficient market was along the lines that basically people have competing items at competing prices. Now, that being said, the fact that a woman's pink razor is $1.29 and a men's yellow razor is 59 cents is outrageous in my mind, my humble opinion. But people still buy the pink razors, and that's the issue. And there's a lot of other things going on there, you know, stigmas, marketing, right? You got to have the pink razor, otherwise you're not a real lady. Women are largely, unfortunately, in my opinion, but think that the, I don't want to phrase this. I think there's a lot of pressure on women for them to think that they look good or look great and stuff like that. But it's really, it's all marketing. It's all, everything's a giant scam, isn't it? You know, razors weren't around 2,000 years ago, but neither were antibiotics. So that's a bad argument. But I like that argument. I like thinking about, like, what would it have been like if I grew up as an Egyptian or something, you know, like when Jesus was around with the Romans. It'd be really interesting. But all right, what do we have up for you next? All right, we're going to play some, I don't know. We'll play some Fleetwood Mac. Let's hit it. Let's see. Is it coming on yet? It should be coming on soon. Oh, here's the issue. One sec. Woo! There we go. Thank you.
So it's obviously hard not to love Fleetwood Mac, especially the Chain song was re-brought to life by Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 epic mixtape or whatever. But the way I heard that song was a little different, actually. I was listening to my local radio station, 95.9 The Fox in New Haven, Connecticut / Norwalk area. And they were talking about how that song, The Chain, was written by Mick Fleetwood to Stevie Nicks. Let me just double check this. My last Google search was how to use a turntable. The Chain meaning, or author, was written from Stevie Nicks, and it's sung with Mick Fleetwood and John McVie. Oh my God! 1 second. All right. Let's see what it says. It's the only song credited to all 5 members of the band. And it was manually spliced together. Stevie Nicks wrote the lyrics separately. And could you imagine having to sing this song with your ex at one point? I'm fairly certain. I'm also doing another Google search now. Stevie Nicks Stevie Nicks Mick Fleetwood. I'm pretty sure they dated. All right, that's not appropriate to read out loud, but Stevie Nicks did sorry, there's just something I can't say on radio online. But there was something she did she was in a relationship with Mick Fleetwood for a time. And could you imagine having to sing that song with, like, an ex? Can you imagine having to sing The Chain to an ex? Like, it might not even be about them, but I cannot fathom that. I would, I don't know what I would do. I would not be very happy to start, but, you know, like, really? Like, Jesus, that's tough. That's really tough, in my opinion. What do we got next up here for y'all? All right. We're going to play some new music. I'm not the person to ask about this. But. It looks good. sorry. It looks really good. What do we have coming up? We got Boy Genius and Snail Mail. Both Snail Mail is going to be in at the Sinclair as well. I will not be there. I will be at my sister's ballet recital in Connecticut. But Snail Mail will be at the Sinclair. When will they be there? Soon. No, they'll be there December 1st. Here is one of my favorite songs by them. It's called Pristine. Here it is. Let me make sure it's coming on. Yeah, there we go. All right, enjoy. This is Jack Batchelor, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.